जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारे, जमुना तीरा बनचारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे,
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सद्भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री ठाकुर गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की, नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की, गंतरा श्रीमद भागवतम की, मिताई गौर प्रेमानंद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोबेष्टम स्थापितम एन भूतले, स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलम्, श्री गुरो वैष्णवांश श्री रूपम् सागरजातां, सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम्। श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी, निर्विशेष शून्यमादि पाश्चात देश तारिणी, वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। तो वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू इन द्वादशी भागवतम क्लास। तो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12th चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल मार्कंडेय प्रेयर टू नर नारायण ऋषि। श्लोक 46। तस्मात् तवे भगवन् तावकानां शुक्लां तनुं त्वयितां कुशलं भजन्ति यः शाश्वता पुरुषः उसन्ति तत्त्वम् लोको यतो अभयम् उतात्म सुखम च अन्यात् तस्मात् तवे भगवन् तावकानां शुक्लां तनु त्वयितां सुकुशला भजन्ति यः शाश्वता पुरुषम् उसन्ति सात्वम् लोको यतो अभयम् आत्मसुखम् च अन्या तस्मात् तवे भगवन् तावकानां शुक्लां तनु स्वयितां कुशला भजन्ति यः शाश्वता पुरुषः उसन्ति सत्त्वम् लोको यतो अभयम् उतात्म सुखम् च अन्यत्। प्रभु
स्वयदैतां कुशला भजन्ति पुरुषरूपम् उशान्ति सत्त्वम्
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग तस्मात् देयरफॉर तव योर इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड भगवान ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड अतः एंड तावकानाम of your devotees, Shuklam, transcendental, Tanum, the personal form, Swadaitam, most dear to them, Kushlaha, those who are expert in spiritual knowledge, Bhajanti, worship, at, because Saswata, the great devotees, Purusha of the original personality of Godhead, Rupam, the form, Ushanti, consider, Sattvam, the mode of goodness, Lokaha, the spiritual world, Yataha, from which, Abhayam, fearlessness, Utaha, and Atmasukham, the happiness of the soul, Na, not, Cha, and Anyat, any other. Translation and purport by disciple of His Divine Grace, S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Lord, because fearlessness, spiritual happiness, and kingdom of the God are all achieved through the mode of pure goodness, your devotee consider his modes, never passion and ignorance, to be direct manifestation of you. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the intelligent person, thus worship your beloved transcendental form, composed of pure goodness, along with the spiritual form of your pure devotee, purport. Intelligent person do not worship the demigod who represent the mode of passion and ignorance. Lord Brahma represent the passion and Lord Shiva represent the ignorance. And demigod such as Indra also represent the mode of the material nature. But Lord Vishnu or Narayana represent the pure spiritual goodness which bring the one realization of the spiritual world, free from fear and spiritual bliss. Such benefit can never be achieved from impure material goodness. For it always mixes the modes of passion and ignorance. As clearly indicated in this verse, the transcendental form of the God is fully constituted of eternal spiritual goodness and thus has no tinge of that material mode of passion and ignorance. Hare Krishna. Now, in this verse, prayers of Markandeya rishis, and Markandeya rishi beautifully bring out here the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Nar Narayana rishi. Because the Nar Narayana rishi appear in front of Markandeya rishi, and Markandeya rishi glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Nar Narayana rishi. And he wonderfully bring out the qualities of Nar Narayana rishi as the pure goodness. And that brings, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada clearly mentioned, they bring the fearlessness, spiritual happiness, and kingdom of God. Three things. And these three are achieved, Prabhupada, or disciple or Prabhupada saying in this purport, these three things are achieved through the modes of pure goodness. Therefore, we can think how the goodness is more important in our life. The proof, and here purport is saying, the ignorance, passion and ignorance, and as the demigod like Brahma and Shiva is the in charge of the modes of passion, representing the modes of passion and ignorance. And how the modes, these three modes of material nature, influence our mind, in the Jiva's mind, is a very, very detailed description given by Sri Krishna to the Uddhava in the 11th chapter. 11th chapter, there is three modes of material nature. One full chapter describes Satogun, Rajogun and Tamogun, how they work and how the person achieve through the Satoguna can achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And here, this purport, also, same thing. Markandeya Rishi, saying The same, exactly same thing is repeating the Markandeya Rishi. Therefore, we can see what Krishna is saying through the Shastra in Bhagavad Gita or other Shastra Bhagavatam. His pure devotee is repeating his word exactly the same. No difference. For Krishna is speaking and here Markandeya Rishi is speaking about this knowledge. The Brahma represents the mode of passion, Shiva represents the mode of ignorance, and Indra is the material nature. And Vishnu is the pure Lord Vishnu is the Lord Vishnu or Narayana, representing the pure spiritual goodness. That brings one realization. Realization to the spiritual world. When the person comes to understand, come to level of the Sattva-guna, pure goodness, because in this material world we can see the jiva in entangled with these three gunas, sattva-guna, raja-guna and tamo-guna. So this sattva-guna of this material world is not purely, not complete pure. Therefore this here saying, Lord Vishnu as Narayan represent the pure spiritual goodness. Therefore, we can understand when which person is going to the different demigod like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, he will get only that quality, that guna from that demigods. If somebody is going to the Brahma, and Brahma is representing the mode of passion, he will get that same guna. And if somebody is going to the Shiva, and that person will get that same guna from that their Shiva. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is saying in the Tatpar, in the 10th canto, if someone going to the Lord Narayan, he will get the pure goodness. Connection to the Lord Narayan, he can achieve the pure goodness. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of just like we can put the iron rod in the fire. When iron rod put in the fire, that iron rod became fiery. When you touch, it will burn you. Same way Prabhupada saying in the 10th canto, if somebody going to the Lord Vishnu, he will be affected by that sattva-guna. And if some person associate that person, he will also affect, he will get effect from that person also. The such benefit can never achieve from the impure material goodness. It's always mixed with passion and ignorance. Therefore, the pure spiritual goodness can liberate the conditioned soul. Then jiva, mixed material goodness cannot liberate the jiva. And jiva cannot get any benefit from the mixed goodness. Here it's saying. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna again saying, Traigunya Vishya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhav Arjuna Nidvando Nitsatvasto Nir Yoga Chem Atmana. Nir Traigunya Vishya Veda. Veda deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of material nature. And Krishna saying to the Arjuna, O Arjuna, become transcendental of the three modes of material nature. Rise, become transcendental. Go beyond three modes of material nature. Be free from dualities and all anxiety for the gain and safety. Therefore, so all in that Bhagavad Gita purport, second chapter, Prabhupada writes, all material activity involved in the action and reaction. And that action and reaction in the three modes of material nature, and they are meant for the fruitive result. That action and reaction give the fruitive result, and that fruitive result bind the conditioned soul, the living entity, in material world. Therefore, Vedas deal with mostly footy activities, so that the conditioned soul or living entity gradually progress into the spiritual realization, and by slowly, he can gradually come to the spiritual realization. And come to the transcendental plane, slowly come to the transcendental plane. That transcendental plane is here, we are discussing about pure goodness. The practicing by slowly, the jiva, the conditions of living entity, can come to the pure, transcendental, pure goodness. And again, Srila Prabhupada then chapter saying, all the living entities struggling very hard for the existence in the material world, and Lord in the Vedas advise how to live and get out of material world entanglement. That is called Vedic wisdom. And Srila Prabhupada in the again saying, as long as the material body exists, there are action and reaction in the material world. Therefore, one has to learn. This is most important word Sri Prabhupada is saying in that Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, one has to learn tolerance. In the face of dualities. In the material world, in the face of the dualities, person has to learn the tolerance. Therefore, Shastra said you will not give by birth, not be able to get by birth, not be by your material qualification, but this is, we can learn from the great soul, great sadhus like Markandeya Rishi. Here you can learn from Markandeya Rishi, because Markandeya Rishi, the great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when the Kamadev, Indra sent to the Kamadev with apsaras to making fall down to him, and just Markandeya Rishi, Bhagavatam says, the Markandeya Rishi just tolerate this activity of the Kamadev and Indras, and that apsaras. Therefore, learning tolerance is very, very important in our life, in the sadhaka's life, in the bhakta's life. Prabhupada was traveling with his disciple in the airplane, and airplane took off and went to sky, and that time just next to Prabhupada, maybe front or back, the person was sitting, he was smoking cigarette. So he was smoking cigarette, and that causing the Prabhupada and devotees disturbing. And immediately one devotees got up and start making some sound. Hey, what are you doing? You don't know, here is the great soul is sitting and you are doing nonsense activity, you are doing something like that. And Prabhupada just looked at his disciple and said, and Prabhupada said, if you are being a devotee, you are not able to tolerate this thing, then what kind of devotees you are? So devotees means, Prabhupada saying, you should learn the tolerance. The many time in the traveling, in the train, in the bus, in the airplane, you will get something like this. That make you disturb. But remembering this Prabhupada's words and Markandeya Rishi's, how the Markandeya Rishi not agitated by this Kamadev And Indra's effort, he just tolerate. Because nobody can escape from the Kamdeva's arrows in the material world. If the Kamdev throw the arrows, person have to bewilder. But here, being a great devotee, Markandeya Rishi understand, and he just, sahlo isko. Just he tolerate. And by Markandeya Rishi's this effort, seeing the Markandeya Rishi's quality, ki how the Markandeya Rishi not agitate, not giving the curses, just tolerate it, and that make Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more happiness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says in his sloka, Amani na manadena kirtani sada hari. Trinadapi sunechena tarorapi sahishnunam. Amani na manadena kirtani sada hari. Man, duality of this material world. Man, apman, sukha, dukha, ghavarao mat, sitoshna sukha, dukha da. That will come and go. This happiness and distress will come and go. Therefore, we have to just learn to tolerate this. But we can find in the Shastra, in the Vedic textbook, this is very, very difficult. Not easy. Speaking, sitting and speaking is very easy. But practice in our life, very, very difficult. Not impossible. Impossible nahi hai, asambhav nahi hai, kathin hai. Very, very difficult, but we can do it. If we want, that the jiva want, jiva can do it. Therefore, how the living entity entangled in the duality of this material world. So one time, one old, great, the big hero, film star, name is Dilip Kumar. He was traveling the plane. He was traveling in plane and he was sitting in business class. The mostly business class is just you front entry or just business class seat and then normal class is there. So he was just there seated, and when the people enter in the plane and they saw, that time they saw the Dilip Kumar, but that time very, very famous. The people amazed seeing their heroes, then big person, they start talking to him, they start shaking hand like this, and everyone, every passenger who was coming from airport to the plane, boarding the plane, everyone just shaking hand or doing namaskar, respecting, because he is the great man, he the film industry, very, very famous. Very, very famous. And after the boarding ended, all the passenger came, everyone got their seat, they seated, and that person, Dilip Kumar, Dilip Kumar was agitated. Why? Because the plane was full with passenger, maybe 300, 400 passenger. Everyone recognize him. Everyone recognize him. Not a single person missed that person, him. But Dilip, just along with Dilip Kumar, next to Dilip Kumar, sitting one person. That person was just reading, absorb. In the Maya word, absorb, but he was just not bothering about Dilip Kumar and shaking hands. So many people are coming doing namaskar. That causes Dilip Kumar more suffering. See, 300 people in the plane, everyone shook the hand, everyone speak to him, but one person sitting along with, not looking at him, not talking with him, that causes most painful. This is the duality of the material world. Arey Baba, khush raho. Plane mein 300 mein se 299 ne aapko haath milaya hai. Ek ne nahi kuch bola, uske liye hriday mein kya ho raha hai? Dwandh ho gaya. Dualities. This is the material world. And he was just thinking, what happening? Itne log aa rahe hain, bahar se sab log bol rahe hain. Everyone is, but this person not looking at me. Very, very painful. Then, बोलते हैं ना, फिर उससे रहा नहीं गया. Then he looked at the person and, sir, I am so and so. My name is so and so. I am very famous. This is my followers. So that person, okay, so what? So more, that causes more pain to Dilip Kumar, that person. After some time, then again, he started talking with the, sir, what is your name? Who are you? That person looked at him and said, I am J.R.D. Tata. I am J.R.D. Tata. And as soon as Dilip Kumar just looked at him, kiske saath mein baitho bhai, Bharat ka sabse bada dhani aadmi, rich aadmi hai Tata. अब तुम उसको अपना गुणगान बता रहे हो. यू आर ग्लोरिफाइंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम. आई एम द बिग मैन. ही इज द मोस्ट रिचेस्ट मैन इन द इंडिया एंड ही जस्ट आई एम द जे आर डी टाटा. एंड अगेन ही स्टार्ट डूइंग हिज एक्टिविटीज. दैट स्टोरी टोल्ड बाय हिमसेल्फ इन वन टॉक दिलीप कुमार. तो अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज व्हेन पर्सन इज in Rajoguna, mixed with Rajoguna, Tamoguna, and Sattoguna, in the material world, he will be affected by this duality of material world. Therefore, this is the great lesson from this material story. We can learn so many, for our life, how to we have to tolerate this dualities of material world. Material nature. And therefore, become free from the anxiety regarding the gain and loss. This transcendental position is achieved in full Krishna consciousness. Jitatmanah prasantasya paramatma samahita sitoshna sukha dukkhesu tatha gyan apamanayo. One who has conquered the mind, jitatman, jisne man ko jit liya hai, jitatma prasantasya, one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already achieved. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, all the same. Therefore, here again we can see, the Markandeya Rishi's life, how the Markandeya Rishi. Therefore, in the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada again saying beautiful line about when the modes of passion and ignorance increases in the human society, this word, this Prabhupada's word given movie 50 years back, when the modes of passion and ignorance increase in the human society, giving rise to unnecessary economic development result is that people became involved in the WWG. The WWG kya hai? Wine, women and gambling. The giving rise to unnecessary economic development. Now the world is talking the economic development of the countries. And here, not Sri Prabhupada, 10th canto, pastime of Nalkuver and Manigriva, Sukhdev Goswami. The Sukhdev Goswami mentioning this unnecessary rising up, unnecessary development, economic development, unnecessary economic development. That is one sloka fully. How become the unnecessary economic development increases the riches and that lead to the wine, and gambling. This is the Sukhdev Goswami 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam word. In connection to Nalgiriva, Nalkuver and Manigriva. Because the Nalkuver and Manigriva was Kuber Atmajo. So Kuber Atmajo, Kuber, the son of the Kubera, the richest person of demigods. And he has so much wealth. The excess wealth, now we can see in this material world, in this time also, how the unnecessary wealth gives people to wine, wealth and woman. Nowadays we can see drugs. Because how the drugs is coming? Because unnecessary money accumulated by the people. Jitna require hai, utna nahi, usse jyada money hai, to money ka kas tarah se upyog ho raha hai. Galat upyog. Therefore, here, the Prabhupada, 10th canto is saying, Sukhdev Goswami, increasing the wine, woman and gambling, therefore, the Nalkuvar and Manigriva, or the son of the very, very rich man, Kubera, and they was involved in wine, drinking the wine. And that Sukhdev Goswami is saying, their eyes was rolling. And that they were with woman, the naked woman, in the Ganges, Mandakini Ganga. They both were associated with women and in the river Mandakini Ganges. And Prabhupada said in Tatpar, people goes to the Ganges to remove their sin, to purify themselves. But person like this goes to Ganges, increases their papa. Increases this is the pop activities, doing sinful activities. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, just by taking bath in the Ganges, this is not sufficient to make them a spiritual realization. Prabhupada said, that depends on that person's consciousness, chetana. A person's consciousness is polluted by the material, three modes of material nature, he will not able to understand. Therefore, beautifully here describing this slokas, how we should elevate ourselves, our consciousness on the pure, shuddha, pure goodness, level of the pure goodness. And when we come to the pure level of the pure goodness, then we can tolerate the duality of the material world, happiness and distress, pain and loss, gain and loss, like that. Otherwise, this is very, 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 very difficult in the material world to just tolerating this thing. Therefore, one more story, very, very beautiful for sadhaka like us who want to walk on this mark, bhakti mark. Very, very important, that story. I found great lesson from that story, so I like to share you. Very, very, very wonderful. Because we, as soon as we come to this connection with the devotees, we start thinking we are in satoguna. We now rajoguna, tamoguna will not affect us. We are in the satoguna. But very, very fine, very, 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 very thinly, the satoguna, tamoguna, rajoguna, mode of passion and ignorance, how they act, we can't realize it. When we realize, become the late. Jab tak ye humko samajhta hai, tab tak wo deri ho jati hai. Very, very late. Therefore, Krishna, our acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, many times, many acharyas, parampara, acharyas saying, therefore, devotees, sadhakas, bhaktas should very, very careful, very, very alert in their marg, bhakti marg. Always alert. We can't neglect this alertness. Very, very alert. Their story says, in Garga Samhita, Narad Muni saying a story to Bahulaswa. In the six Chakshus Manus, during the Chakshus Manu end of his duration, Chakshus Manu, Chhate Manu ke, the end of Chakshus Manu, Lord incarnated as Matsyavatar. Because that time, Brahma was taking rest, Brahma's time was taking rest, sleeping, and that time there is one asura, Sankhasura. The Sankhasura came and stole the Vedas. He took the Vedas and hid in the ocean. They hide in the ocean. So nobody can, and when the Vedas is gone, so there is no activities of yajna, different spiritual activities. Therefore, demigods becoming very, very weak and thin. Because the activities, spiritual activities, yajnas, chanting the holy name, these activities make demigod healthy and happy. When the Vedas are gone, these activities are gone, the demigod became very, very unhealthy, thin, and they're not able to do anything because nobody is able to find where is the Sankhasura living. And he was hiding in the ocean and traveling here and there. Then Lord had to do something. Then Lord incarnated the Matsyavatar and fight with the Sankhasura and killed him. Beautiful description gives how. Imagine, here is not, Lord is not coming at three-fold winding form, two-hand or four-hand Vishnu form. Lord is coming, beautiful Matsyavatar, form of the fish. How the form of the fish can hold the conch, hold the disc and her club? But description, Narada Muni beautifully describing how the Lord Matsyavatar holding the club and throwing the club on Sankhasura. The beautiful description is given. And the story end, Lord killed Sankhasura and took the Vedas. Lord took the Vedas along with Brahma. Along with Brahma, all the demigods. Lord came to the Prayag. Triveni Sangam. Came to the Prayag, Triveni Sangam, and hand over the Vedas to the Brahma again. So handed over, Triveni Sangam mein unhone Ved ko, Bhagwan ne Ved ko, Brahma ji ko wapas saup diya. They handed over in front of the dummy, everyone was there, matlab big, kya bolte hain, festival. He handed over and everything, jai, 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 jai. And that time, Supreme Personality of Godhead, make Prayagraj. In that occasion, the make Prayagraj, the king of the holy place. Before that, Prayagraj was not, Prayagraj was one Tirtha only, not the king of the holy place, all the holy places. But somehow or other, supreme personality of Godhead, that he made Prayagraj as the king of all the Tirthas. And festival over, everyone is, Brahma went to Brahma Lok, demigod went to their Lok, and everyone is gone. Now Indra, now the Prayagraj becoming the king of the Tirthas, all the Tirthas. The king of the Tirthas, and his main son, he was sitting on the golden throne on the banyan tree, and there Ganga and Jamuna, both sides doing the chamar. Both are the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. And here Prayagraj sitting on elevated asana, and they both are doing the chamar. That time Narad Muni came. Narad Muni arrived. And Narad Muni saw. As soon as Narad Muni saw, Narad Muni understood ki Prayagraj becoming proud. Little mithya ahankar a gaya hai. He became proud. I am the Prayagraj. And I am the Prayagraj. Everyone is coming. Every Tirtha is coming. Every Tirthasthan, representing of the Tirthas coming and doing, kya bolte usko hum log bol sakte na, salam. Mala aake salam thongle bhai, abhi aap to boss ho na, aapko to namaskar karna hi padega. The everyone was doing, and here also, one person doesn't come. So we can understand, thousand and thousand of Tirthas, representing Tirthas, they are coming, and they bowing down, whom? Prayagraj. The bowing round Prayagraj, giving gift. See, this is my gift. From my side, this is gift for you. And Prayagraj so happy. So happy. And being proud, Narad Muni understood. We have to do something about this person. And Narad Muni just went and told Prayagraj, sir, O king of Prayagraj, O king of all the Tirthas, Prayagraj, there is one person. He is not here. He not came. That one person, thousand and thousand of Tirthas came. Like it, one Tirtha doesn't come. I mean, that make more unhappiness. These are the duality of the material world. Influence of the Rajoguna and Tamoguna in the material world. At that Tirtha, who was that? That was the Vrindavan. Mathura Mandal, Vrindavan doesn't come. He did not came there to pay obeisance and give something. And Narad Muni knows exactly how to do the operation. How do the operation? Because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur 10 canso and Tatpar Prabhupada write, when the child is sleeping, when the child is sleeping and we have, father have to give the medicine, but child is sleeping, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur saying, the father just pinches, chimti karta hai, bachche ko. So, child is sleeping, but father pinches him and child, okay. He opens his eyes, wake up, and father put the medicine in his mouth and child becomes healthy. And same way here saying, when the some person influenced by the three modes of material nature and blinded by three modes of material nature, the great sages come and pinch him to open his eyes. Therefore, when the great sages cursing something like Narad Muni cursing someone, a great sage, other sages cursing some, they are not exactly cursing, they are waking them to condition soul, just Don't close your eyes, open your eyes and see around us, around you, what is happening. The Narad Muni want to open the Prayagraha's eyes. And in that way, Prayagraha just opened my eyes. Oh, yes, yes, Narad Muni, you are saying correct, you are saying correct. Here is, everyone came, everyone pays obeisance, everyone given gave me a gift. But one person, Mathura Mandal doesn't come, Vrindavan, not. In that condition, in anger, in that anger mode, Prayagraj went to the Mathura. Krishna's abode, Krishna ke ghar mein gaye, went to the Krishna and said, my dear Lord, you made me king of the all the holy places, but I found Vrindavan not came to give me respect. And Krishna looked at him. Krishna looked at him. Bole, tere ko sabka raja banaya sab jagah ka, mere ghar ka raja nahi banaya. I made to king of the all holy places, but not my house, my not my home. Mathura Mandal, Vrindavan, my house, my home. Or you want to control my home? You want to control me? Word of the Krishna. Because Narad Muni, if Narad Muni gave that time, he advised him, that doesn't open the eyes of the Prayagraj. So Narad Muni knows exactly kaise usko kahan par bheje ki jahan par uska operation barobar ho sake. And therefore, words of Krishna open the Prayagraha's eyes. Oh, really? I am sorry. Prabhu, I am sorry. I am mistaken. I thought this is comes also under my control. Therefore, great lesson to the leader of the Krishna Consciousness Society, and even any leaders, any HODs. Very, very careful. When someone put on some HOD post, some leader post, very, very careful. This is very, very subtle. Very, very subtle. Think, hundreds of people are in ashram. If we are in position of the leader, 99% are accepting us. 1% doesn't accept. That causes more painful. Sab log yaar sun rahe hai mera. Ek vyakti nahi kyon sun raha hai? So understanding that vyakti may be different. Uska kuch alag rahega. Bhagwan ki yojana kuch alag rahegi. Very, very careful. This lesson in the Garbha Sanhita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, when we elevate ourselves in the pure goodness, we can tolerate all this influence duality of material world. This is the lesson from today's sloka. Thank you very much. Bahut bahut dhanyavad. Hare Krishna.